But watch what happened. They couldn't, this is one man. They couldn't shut him down. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him what?
All
sick people. And that was taken with direst disease. That means more than one kind of disease. And torment. And those that were possessed with what? Devils or demon. Because there ain't but one devil. Those that were possessed, but they're in the devil class. Those that were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those that had the palsy, he healed them. What do you think would happen to those people when he healed them? Do you think they run away from Jesus? What do you think will happen when we start getting people healed on the streets? So we depend too much on, we got to say it a certain way, you understand? We have a formula. Well, let me see how Pastor Jones said it. Or let's see how Dr. Michael Freeman said it. Or let's see how. No, on the streets, somebody said, boy, I'm just hurting. I'm sick. We learn to do like Jesus. Just be Jesus. Be healed. In Jesus' name. You want to pray. You want to do all that stuff. But you got to learn how to give the command of faith. Be healed. Why? Because Jesus had healed them. Now to receive it. Satan, your power is broken over this person's life. And you think, what do you think going to happen when they get healed? What do you think? You think they're going to forget about that? When the next time pain hit them, they're going to look for you. Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And next time you're going to know, where you go to church? Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They got a situation going on. Their mind is about to be torn apart. And you just simply said, peace, be still. And that thing that's bugging them ceased. I mean, let me say this in closing. We got to learn. And that's why we spend time with the Word, spend time in the Word, spend time practicing the Word, speaking the Word, being a doer of the Word. Because we have not grasped the fullness of this. And I'm learning, oh, Jesus, thank you. I have so much to learn. That when we understand what we have and how to use it, listen to what I'm about to say. You don't speak a word of, give a command of faith and then watch to see if something will happen. You just go on your way. Because you said it, and Jesus said, is as though I said it. And when we grasp that, we haven't grasped it yet, because we'll go back over it again. We'll go back over it again. We go back over it again. We go back over, well, I wonder. Understand, when the Holy Spirit leads you to spend time with a situation in prayer, in tongue, that's a different story. But when you're dealing with something, and he said, just command that thing to leave. That's what Jesus did. But he would spend time. What did he do? What happened? He would spend time praying, sometime all night long. I hadn't got there yet. I spent a long time praying, but I hadn't made all night yet. How about y'all? Y'all done passed me? Amen. And he would deal with stuff in the realm of the spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
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 So he went and he preached, he teach, he taught him. Then he healed them, and his fame went out, And what do you think happened to the religious folks? You know what they did? They persecuted him. Yeah, they did. They didn't like that because it's showing them up. They had never done anything like that. They didn't have that kind of record. They didn't have people following them like that. They didn't have no 5,000 men beside women and children. They didn't have that kind of crowd. Hallelujah. Well, Father, tonight, we thank you so much.
Thank you.
That you sent Jesus to seek and to save that which were lost. We were one of those people that were lost, but now we're saved. Now we are to go and get others saved. And we thank you, Lord, that we're not ashamed of this gospel. We thank you that this is the power of God to the Jew first, also to the Greek. This gospel includes everybody. And we thank you that we will be more dedicated in this hour to preach this uncompromising word of faith to the lost, to the sick, to the broke, to the body, to grow, that we may win and reach our generation with this gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. Usher, come.